Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Corey, C-O-R-E-A. Michelle Corey is a 52-year-old woman who reports she became ill in August of 2021. She describes this as having lack of sleep, anxiety, and difficulty focusing. She was evaluated and diagnosed with anxiety, It is unclear if this was a generalized anxiety disorder. She briefly was on a sleep aid, but did not take it. She thinks she might also have been perimenopausal. She had some psychotherapy and treated with her primary doctor. She has not seen a neurologist or had any other diagnostic testing. She says, as far as the therapy, this was via telephone. Neat paragraph. Historically, her mother died from Alzheimer's in April 2019. At that time, they sold her house, after which Ms. Corey then became symptomatic. Her mother was in a long-term care facility. New paragraph. I have been asked to address Ms. Corey's fitness for duty as an attorney within your firm. More specifically, there has been concern about her ability to focus on her high-level work requirements. She was unable to perform her regular tasks at work. She missed deadlines and was unable to focus. Last year on many occasions, before being placed on her extended leave, from which she now wishes to return, she was distracted and overwhelmed about what is going on in the world. She specifically asked everyone at the office to whom she came into contact, how do you deal with ... She oftentimes fixated on those accused of child abuse, New paragraph. You want to know whether she continues to have those prevalent thoughts, and if so, how she is dealing with them. You also are curious about her ability to perform her work as a lawyer, which includes defense of public entities in wrongful incarceration claims and police excessive force. She was a prosecutor before entering private practice. She is also an only child who never married or had children. Her parents are deceased with a few surviving cousins. I am in receipt of minimal documentation in this matter. These include an FMLA form certified by Dr. Levin, dated 8/3/21. She expressed how Ms. Corey had become ill starting on 7/27/21 with an anticipated estimate of how long the condition lasted to be through 8/20/21. In terms of the type of leave needed, she checked off, none of the above, if none of the above conditions were checked, inpatient care or pregnancy, no additional information is needed, go to page 4 to sign and date the form. However, page 3 was also completed. To describe other appropriate medical facts related to the condition as, feeling down and depressed and very anxious and can't sleep. She had planned visits with her family doctor and psychotherapy and medication. Appeared she was going to be treated by another provider for psychotherapy. That anticipated running from 8/3/21 through 2/1/22 on a weekly basis. Period. It was thought she would be incapacitated for a continuous period of time from 7/27/21 through 9/20/21. Period. And you can underline this. Clearly she has remained at her work well beyond that time frame. Period. Another certification from a nurse practitioner named Ms. Termini, T-E-R-M-I-N-I, indicated the onset of at Jefferson Behavioral Health, indicated the onset of her symptoms were 10/8/21 and were anticipated to last between 3 and 6 months. Period. She saw this practitioner on 11/1/21, 11/8/21, 11/17/21, 11/22/21, 12/1/21, 12/8/21, 12/15/21, and 1/3/22. Period. She wrote, Ms. Corey was, quote, unable to work in any capacity at present. Period. End quote. She wrote, other appropriate medical facts related to her condition were cognitive therapy and medication stabilization. Period. This form was completed on 11/17/21. So, some of those office visits had not yet taken place. Period. I am also in receipt of a short note from Dr. Levin, L-E-V-A-N, her friendly practitioner, dated 4/9/22. Period. She extended the leave of absence from now until 9/1/22, and will be seeing her on a month on monthly visits. Period. There was no further documentation supplied substantiating that she did participate in subsequent visits. Period. We will go to a physical exam and psychiatric in particular. She was quite thin and appeared to be poorly nourished. Period. Ms. Corey relates that she became particularly anxious about 1 year ago, coinciding with selling of her mother's house. Period. She is an only child. Period. She states she did have weight loss at the beginning of these symptoms, but now has a good appetite. Period. She spends her time going to the gym. Period. She has a huge dog who is her friend. Period. She has a boyfriend who is an attorney who lives in a separate abode. Period. She reports having many female friends and neighbors who are married. Period. She denies focusing on world events. Period. During the exam, she was somewhat distracted, frequently looking up at the ceiling. Period. This demonstrated some poor eye contact. Period. She related having the number 4 allele, A-L-L-E-L-E, with respect to Alzheimer's. Period. She's concerned about this, but has not seen a neurologist. Period. She, due to her experience with her mother, feels this will not change her. This would not be treated anyway, since there's nothing that can help it. Period. new paragraph. She denies having any prior psychiatric history or illness. Petri similarly denies any family psychiatric history, period. Her general medical problems are listed above, as are her surgical procedures and other risk factors, period. New paragraph. Her attitude and manner were friendly and appropriate. Her thought process was mostly clear with some interruptions. Her thought content was related to the evaluation itself and the dialogue during which it occurred. Her mood was depressed and her affect was fair. Period. She denies experiencing any vegetative signs now in terms of poor sleep, appetite, oral libido. She denies having any suicidal or homicidal tendencies. Period. She's alert and oriented to time, place, and person. Period. New paragraph. A mini mental status evaluation was performed. Although she scored well, this was done with several pauses. Period. This was particularly noticeable when attempting to perform serial 7 subtraction. Period. She did not demonstrate overt signs of delusional thinking or hallucinations. Period. She seemed forthright. Period. She does not know the full extent of her cognitive and concentration stamina abilities. Period. She last saw Dr. Levin in April 2022. Period. She under impressions at this juncture, there has been insufficient documentation in my mind as to what caused Ms. Correa to remain out of work, Ms. Corey to remain out of work for a year. Period. She does not appear to have been participating in intense psychotherapy or medical treatment. Period. She indicates she does have a follow-up schedule with Dr. Levin in a few weeks. Period. I believe it behooves her to provide a note indicating what has changed in this individual's condition that will now facilitate her return to work. Period. If this is not the case, an explanation for that would also be welcomed. Period. Although she does not want to see a neurologist relative to possibly having early onset Alzheimer's, I believe this is an appropriate step to take to evaluate for other conditions, including Alzheimer's. Period. This search may also uncover an underlying organic problem that can be treated medically with improvement. Period. She did not appear disoriented on this occasion. Period. New paragraph. This evaluation was constrained by generally being a low level and low demand, as well as a short-term assessment. It would be appropriate for her to be evaluated for higher level cognitive and concentration abilities under pressure in terms of time, venue, and pressure. Stress. The sudden change in mental status 1 year ago shouts for an extensive workup. For other possible etiologies, these run from neurologic, to metabolic, or psychological conditions. It appears that Ms. Corey has been able to get by over the past year on being home alone with low expectations. She has not been especially exposed to the demands of society or employment. She denies having conditions that would impact her ability to return to work. And I'll put this in bold. Insert the responses to the fitness for duty questions after present complaints. New paragraph. I will provide you with the names of several psychologists / neuropsychologists to have Ms. Corey evaluated. I believe this will give better insight into her ability to return to work and sustain the skills and abilities that are necessary for her to be effective. And that is the end.